Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, no other than Blake Rogers. So, let's talk about it. The big debut, Kevin Durant's return to Oklahoma City. As expected, it was hostile. Kevin Durant's mother got involved, calling out the Oklahoma City fans. Oklahoma City, you know, a great value of animosity going on. Just a lot of heat. Westbrook and Durant get into it. And then Andre Roberson get into it later on in the game. And OKC tries to make a late comeback. Durant just shut that down, and here we are, Sunday, February 12th, recapping the game. Look, Russell Westbrook is right. This is not a rivalry. This is little brother hating on big brother because big brother has the talent and little brother can't beat him. This is what this essentially is. We're taking the term and the word rivalry, we're making it real loose now. The definition of rivalry is two commodities going at it who has the same talent level. You have to be on the same level on your opponent to be considered a rivalry. Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, that's a rivalry. San Antonio and the Lakers back in the 2000s, that's a rivalry. Pistons, Bulls, Jordan, Isaiah, that's a rivalry. This is not a rivalry. This is little brother getting picked on and has a lot of animosity because he can't compete yet. Make no mistake, Russell Westbrook had a stellar game. 47 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, the turnovers. You know that's what you get with Russell Westbrook. You know that's what you get with James Harden. You're going to get the turnovers. But for the first time ever this season, I support the Golden State Warriors. I seen why Kevin Durant left. And you can actually kind of talk me in to rationalizing the reason why he left. Now, before I go into this, does him getting a ring at Golden State bring the same value as if he would have got a ring in OKC? Absolutely not. It doesn't carry the same weight, but I do see why he essentially left. Andre Roberson, tough guy. Him and KD got into it. What was the knack on Andre Roberson that I always talked about? He cannot shoot the ball. He can't shoot. What did I say? Kevin Durant is going to leave if they don't get shooters. Granted, Victor Oladipo was an upgrade, but he's still not a pure shooter. Capable two-way guard. Mr. Andre Roberson, 3-for-9. 0-for-3 at the three-point line. -6 plus minus. Jeremy Grant, 2-for-6, 0-for-2 at the three-point line. You get my drift? Anthony Morrow, you know, known for being a good shooter. 1-for-5. Kyle Singler, a guy that you could play when Durant was on OKC, didn't even get a minute. Nick Collison got minutes over Kyle Singler. Golden State, on a night where Steph was 4-for-11 on three, Klay dropped a quiet 26. Draymond only 6 points. You see where I'm getting at? This is why Durant left. This is why he left. Durant still dropped 34, and Klay and Steph still got 26 apiece, and everybody's happy. JaVale McGee got 16 points. This is not a rivalry. Let's just end it there. Golden State is the better team. Now, if Durant would have stayed on OKC and balled with Oladipo and the boys, whole different story. But this is the story that we have right now. Since KD left OKC to join the Warriors, his minutes has went down. His efficiency has gone up. Since he has left OKC, his minutes has went down. And his efficiency has went up. Why is that? Because Steph can create his own shot. Klay can get his own shot. And Draymond can create for others. Durant had to work hard to get his shot in OKC. And yes, Russell Westbrook is great in pick and roll scenarios and finding the open man. He's a good passer. But Russell Westbrook is not a creator that can get open looks for Durant. Steph can do that. Klay can do that. Because they're three-point efficiency. What Russell Westbrook is doing for OKC is amazing. It is. I get the beef. I like that they got into it. You can call Durant a cupcake. But last time I checked, everybody likes eating cupcakes. And let's make one thing clear. You have to respect the Warriors. And I'm known for dissing the Warriors. Do you know how hard it is to accept that villain mentality? It threw LeBron off. LeBron went from being beloved, the chosen one. He goes to Miami. Everybody's booing him every night. He said that took a toll on him. If you're known for being the hero your whole life and people turn against you, that's going to create a shock. And the Warriors has accepted that villain role, and they're doing it to a par. Great. They don't care. Durant really doesn't care. You can say, oh man, why didn't he tell Westbrook, you know, that he was leaving? I get it. But you can't argue with me from a pure basketball decision that the game is just easier. You can argue about the competitive drive, yes. But you can't argue with me that Golden State is just clicking on all cylinders. In a month where Cleveland was in turmoil, that had more losses than wins last month, Golden State is clicking right now. And honestly, the favorites to win the title. And let me be honest, I want to see Cleveland win it. Shout out my Miami Heat. 13-game winning streak snapped. Deion Waiters, get healthy. But don't hate. You can't hate on the move. You can't. Robertson is not a capable two guard. He's not a capable scoring two guard. Let me rephrase that. Robertson had open looks. Let's go back to the series against Golden State. Robertson can knock down some open jumpers. Whole different ball game. Durant's probably still in OKC. But that's not the story. This is the story that we have right now. OKC, you're doing the best you can do. Westbrook, you're doing the best you can do. I applaud that. I really do. Durant, I respect your decision. It's a pure basketball move. What's up, listeners? Just like to take the time to thank you for listening to the Fast Break. But before we move on to the rest of the show, I just have to ask, do you like daily fantasy? If so, check out the app Draft. Yes, Draft. Get this, your chances of winning on Draft are almost three times as better than FanDuel or DraftKings. Yes, three times as better. The data shows almost 90% of the players lose on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, over 40% of the money goes to just 1% of the players. If you're not a pro and not spending hours a day on fantasy, you should be playing on Draft. You'll win more often. The facts just show. And to give you even more intrigue to get on the app, use the promo code ABPN. Yes, ABPN. And you'll get 100% bonus on your first deposit up to $600. Use the promo code ABPN. 100% bonus on your first deposit. Promo code ABPN. Look, Draft is simple. No salary cap, no wages. Simple, old school snake draft. When it's your turn to pick, it's your turn to play. Draft. Smarter play for daily fantasy. Now back to the show. Let me move on to the whole Charles Oakley, James Dolan situation. Great politically move by James Dolan, getting Latrell Sprewell back, longtime Nick, for a nice little reunion special for today. Smart political GM move, take the attention away. I don't want to get into full context of that, but from what I can see, Charles Oakley was not in the wrong. If you wanted to say something that wrong that Charles Oakley did, it was putting his hands on a security guard. That was the only thing that I would assume wrong. And first, when it started off, and people don't want to talk about it, but when it first started off, you know, first it was the spin was Charles Oakley needs help. Charles Oakley is a maniac. But then, you know, stories leaked. Charles like, no, I bought my own ticket, and then you told me to move. And they seated me by Dolan. That's when, like, okay, we're going to fire the security guard for not taking care of business. We're going to find the scapegoat. So to me, that was lame. Charles Oakley is known as a fighter. Like, he's a bruiser. He's a tough guy. He's not going out without a fight. So with that being said, way to flip the narrative, Dolan. And I hope Charles Oakley returns. Like I said, Charles Oakley was completely in the right. I just didn't agree with the whole putting your hands on the security guard because you look bad. And now you're like, well, he did that. Speaking of which, Charles Barkley, move on. Carmelo Anthony has passed Charles Barkley for 25th all-time in the scoring list. Good for Melo. But he's going to be in that same realm of the Charles Barkley no ring if he doesn't magically go to the Clippers or magically ends up in Cleveland. Just that same tier of player. And I got all the more respect for Melo. Trade rumors going on. Jahlil Okafor. Wow. Why? Just essentially, Philly's going to have, you know, two top-tier rookies that they're going to ship out within the past 3 or 4 years now. Jahlil Okafor is going to be shipped. Philly has shown that they have no interest in him whatsoever, and rightfully so. Embiid is nice, but, you know, if Embiid doesn't stay healthy, I think Okafor is a great insurance package. Sure, Okafor wants to start, but I don't think he's a starter in the NBA. Not yet. And let's not forget, like, there was a point where Jahlil was averaging, like, 18. He can put up points. I know the defense isn't as great as you would like it, but he can put up points. So there's rumors that he might go to Chicago. He might go to New Orleans. So be look out for that. And I honestly think that New Orleans would be a great, great fit. Jahlil and Anthony Davis together. Or if you want the defensive side more, Noel and Anthony Davis. You can do a lot of things with Anthony Davis. And then Michael Carter-Williams. Wow. A guy that won Rookie of the Year, gets shipped the following year to Milwaukee, had a great year in Milwaukee, had a great playoff series against Chicago. Then he ends up in Chicago, gets some starting time. Then you got a night where Jerian Grant starts over you, Rondo starts over you. And it just shows you that if you can't shoot in the league, you have no place. Look at Alfred Payton. He's athletic. He's a playmaker. Can't shoot the ball. Now you have veteran journeyman DJ Augustine starting over you. When that was starting over you. And you were coming off the bench. Make no mistake. Jamal Murray was there to take Moutier's spot if Moutier doesn't get the step in. Make no mistake about that. They're not worried about Gary Harris. Yes, Gary Harris is injury prone. But make no mistake, the combo guard is in right now. The combo scoring guard that can shoot is in. Because me If I'm drafting, I'd rather have a player that can shoot and work on other things later. I'd rather have a natural scorer and shooter than a guy that can't shoot and do everything else. This is how today's NBA is. You've seen that Rondo hasn't been on the winning team. But since the what? Since he left Boston? And I'm not even counting that Dallas fiasco. Because that was a mess. Yeah, he led the league in assists in Sacramento. Did they get a playoff berth last year? Didn't think so. It's just how the game is evolving. You need natural scores. Another person on the trading block is Serge Ibaka. I'm pretty sure like everybody on the Orlando Magic is just on the trading block. Vucevic has been on the trading block for like ever since he freaking got there. He's still young, talented, big. They're saying the Heat might be interested. Makes sense. Run a nice little run now. I'd rather have, you know, Serge Ibaka than Luke Babbitt. No offense to you, Luke. That's how the game goes. So we're going to see how the trade deadline is current. It's coming soon. So we're going to see some moves, and I bet you we'll see moves every year. Will it be big blockbusters? I don't know. Usually most of the big blockbuster moves happens in the offseason because just you don't want to trade for somebody in the middle and ruin that chemistry unless you're trying to make a playoff push and you need it now. And if you're going to try to make that playoff push, you want to do it earlier in the season so you can build chemistry. There's not as much pressure. As always, thank you for listening to The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. As always, you can find me on blogtalkradio.com, almightyballer.com. We are the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. Find us on iTunes as well. Grammys tonight. Personally, I don't care for the Grammys. You, the people, decide what you listen to. Sure, it's great for the artists, but you, as the people, decide what you like, what you don't like. As always, thank you for listening to The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. Stay lit.
Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.